Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called The Art Lesson by Tomi Di Paola. We've read several of his books before, and it's very interesting to think about how you can spend your summer doing different things. Some people will be taking soccer classes. Some people will be taking dance classes.
Some people will be taking cooking classes.
Yes.
And most people may be taking art.
Yeah. And if you're taking an art class, then this book is for you. Let's read it. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Chick Chicken Chick-fil-A.
There's a theme here, friends. I don't know if you've noticed, but Philip is usually very hungry when we sit down to read. I guess. I don't know. Chick-fil-A. Chick-chicken-Chick-fil-A. And Mommy.
Chick-chick-chick-fil-A.
There it is. Okay. Here we go. Tommy knew he wanted to be an artist when he grew up. He drew pictures everywhere he went. It was his favorite thing to do. His friends had favorite things to do, too. Jack collected all kinds of turtles. Herbie made huge cities in his sandbox. Jeannie, Tommy's best friend, could do cartwheels and stand on her head. But Tommy drew and drew and drew. His twin cousins, who were already grown up, were in art school practicing to be real artists. They were learning to be a real artist. Do you know there's a school you can go to where they teach you all kinds of art? It's true. They told him not to copy and to practice. And so he did. Tommy put his pictures on the wall of half of his bedroom. And then he put them up all around the house. And his dad took them to the barbershop where he worked. Ooh, and looks like his dad put them on the wall there, too. Your dad puts your art on the wall, too, doesn't he? Yeah. Tom and Nana, Tommy's Irish grandmother and grandfather, had his pictures in their grocery store. And Nana Fall River, his Italian grandmother, put one in a special frame on the table next to the photograph of Aunt Chloe in her wedding dress. Ooh. Extra special. It's extra special when somebody frames a piece of your art, isn't it? Once Tommy took a flashlight and a pencil under the covers and drew pictures on his sheets. Uh-oh. But when his mom changed the sheets on Monday and found them, she said, "No more drawing on the sheets, Tommy!" I agree with his mommy. You should not draw on your sheets. Do you know why? Because then you wash them and the art is gone. But if you put them on a piece of paper, it's easier to keep that piece of paper and remember what the art looks like. Now, his mom and dad were having a new house built. So Tommy drew pictures of what it would look like when it was finished. What does that remind me of? When the walls were up, one of the carpenters gave Tommy a piece of bright blue chalk. And Tommy took the chalk and drew beautiful pictures all over the unfinished walls. But when the painters came, his dad said, "That's it, Tommy. No more drawing on the walls." Tommy couldn't wait to go to kindergarten. His brother, Joe, told him that there was a real art teacher who came to the school to give art lessons. "When do we have our art lessons?" Tommy asked the kindergarten teacher.
"Oh, you won't have your art lessons until next year," said Miss Bird. "But we are going to paint pictures tomorrow."
And it wasn't much fun. The paint was awful, and the paper got all wrinkly, and Miss Bird made the paint by pouring different colored powders into different jars and mixing them with water, and the paint didn't stick to the paper very well, and it all got cracked. And if it was windy, when Tommy carried his picture home, the paint blew right off the paper.
"At least you get more than one piece of paper in kindergarten," his brother Joe said. "When the art teacher comes, you only get one piece."
Tommy knew that the art teacher came to the school every other Wednesday. He could tell she was an artist because she wore a big blue smock over her dress and always carried a big box of thick colored chalks.
That one looks the best.
Ah, okay. So in the picture, we can see some of the art that's hanging on the walls. And it says, once Tommy and Jeannie looked at the drawings that were hung up in the hallway and they were done by the first graders.
Your pictures are much better, Jeannie told Tommy. Next year, when we have real art lessons, you'll be the best one.
And you can see all of the first grade art. And there is one that definitely looks the best. I agree with you. They're pictures of jack-o'-lanterns, aren't they? Some of them aren't so great. Some of them are. Tommy could hardly wait. He practiced all summer, and then on his birthday, which was right before school began, his mom and dad gave him a box of 64 Crayola crayons. Regular boxes of crayons had red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, brown, and black. This box had so many other colors: blue, violet, turquoise, red, orange, pink, and even gold, silver, and copper.
Class, said Miss Landers, the first grade teacher. Next month, the art teacher will come to our room. So on Monday, instead of singing, we will practice using our crayons.
On Monday, Tommy brought his 64 crayons to school. Miss Landers was not pleased.
Everyone must use the same crayons, she said. School crayons!
School crayons only had the same 8 colors. Ugh, how disappointing. As Miss Landers passed them out in class, she said,
these crayons are school property. Do not break them, peel off the paper, or wear down the points.
How am I supposed to practice being an artist with school crayons?
Tommy asked Jack and Herbie.
That's enough, Tommy, Miss Landers said. And I want you to take those birthday crayons home with you and leave them there.
And Joe was right. They only got 1 piece of paper. Oh, man, what if you make a mistake? Or what if you change your mind and want to do something different? Ugh, that's very disappointing. Finally, the day of the art lesson came, and Tommy could hardly sleep that night. The next morning, he hid the box of 64 crayons under his sweater and went off to school. He was ready. The classroom door opened, and in walked the art teacher.
Miss Landers said, class, this is Mrs. Bowers, the art teacher. Patty, who is our paper monitor this week, will give out 1 piece of paper to each of you. And remember, don't ruin it, because it's the only piece you'll get. Now, pay attention to Mrs. Bowers.
Oh, how sad. Class, Mrs. Bowers began, because Thanksgiving is not too far away, we'll learn to draw a pilgrim man, a pilgrim woman, and a turkey. Watch carefully and copy me.
Copy? Copy? Tommy knew that real artists didn't copy. This was terrible. This was supposed to be a real art lesson.
He folded his arms and just sat there.
Now, what's the matter?
Mrs. Landers said. Tommy looked past her and spoke right to Mrs. Bowers.
I'm going to be an artist when I grow up, and my cousins told me that real artists don't copy. And besides, Miss Landers won't let me use my own 64 Crayola crayons.
Oh, well, well, Mrs. Bowers said. What are we going to do? She turned to Miss Landers and they whispered together, and Miss Landers nodded. Now, Tommy, Mrs. Bowers said, it wouldn't be fair to let you do something different from the rest of the class, but I have an idea. If you draw the pilgrim man and woman and turkey, and if there's any time left, I'll give you another piece of paper, and you can do your own picture with your own crayons. Can you do that?
I'll try, Tommy said, with a big smile. Ah, what a great solution to this problem, right?
And he did. And he did. So he drew the picture just the way she said, and then he drew another picture. And it looks like in the other picture, it's Miss Bowers, and she's picking flowers. But look, he still does. Now he's a grown-up, and he's still making art everywhere he goes, doing everything that he wants with his own art. And do you know what I love the most about this?
Wait, there's a dog picture at the back of the book. Right here.
Yep. There is a dog picture.
And there's a swan.
Uh-huh.
A crocodile and a bird.
Yep.
Shepherd.
Uh-huh.
His grandma.
Do you remember that? We read that book. That was Torega Nona. Yeah. Yes. So many interesting stories that this man came up with. And because he was a student of art, he could create his own world wherever he went. And if you study art, you can also make whatever world you want to be real with your own art. And you can create the kind of world that you would like to live in. And it can be just for you. Or you can share it with anyone else, whatever you would like. But storytelling is all part of the same magic. And that, my friends, is the end.